Here I am in my old age, getting ready for my coffin, so to say, and I'm as celebrated as that black dog running on the embankment over there. How can you tell? Perhaps you are celebrated. Well, we'll test that at once. Tell me, have you ever heard the name Krikunov? The man opposite him raised his eyes to the ceiling, thought a minute, and laughed. Well, no, I haven't heard of it. Well, that is my surname. You, a man of education, getting on in years, have never heard of me. Well, it's convincing proof. It's evident that in my efforts to gain fame, I've not done the right thing at all. I didn't know the right way to set to work, and trying to catch fame by the tail, and got on the wrong side of her. So what is the right way to set to work? Oh, devil only knows. Talent, you say? Genius? Originality? Not a bit of it, not a bit. People have lived and made a career side by side with me who were worthless, trivial, and even contemptible compared with me. They didn't do one-tenth of the work I did. They didn't put themselves out, were not distinguished for their talents, and didn't make any effort to be celebrated. But just look at them. Their names are continually in the newspapers, on men's lips. If you're not tired of listening, my dear sir, let me illustrate it with an example. Some years ago, I built a bridge in the town of Kasany. Now, I must tell you that the dullness of that scurvy little town was terrible, terrible. If it hadn't been for women and cards, I believe I should have gone out of my mind. Well, it's an old story. I was so bored that I got into an affair with a singer. Everyone was enthusiastic about her, and the devil only knows why. To my thinking, she was, an ordinary, commonplace creature like lots of others. The hussy was empty-headed, ill-tempered, greedy. And what's more, she was a fool. She ate and drank a vast amount, slept till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I fancy did nothing else. She was looked upon as a cocotte. Well, that was indeed her profession. But when people wanted to refer to her in a literary fashion, they called her an actress and a singer. I used to be devoted to the theatre, and therefore this fraudulent pretense of being an actress made me furiously indignant. My young lady hadn't the slightest right to call herself an actress or a singer. She was a creature entirely devoid of talent, devoid of feeling, pitiful creature, one might say. As far as I can judge, she sang disgustingly. The whole charm of her art lay in her kicking up her legs on every suitable occasion, not being embarrassed when people walked into her dressing room. She usually selected translations from the French with singing in them and opportunities for disporting herself in male attire or in tights. In fact, it was... Well, I crave your attention. As I remember now, a public ceremony took place to celebrate the opening of the newly constructed bridge. There was a religious service, there were speeches, telegrams, so on. I hung about my cherished creation, you know, all the while afraid that my heart would burst with the excitement of an author. It's an old story, and there's no need for false modesty, and so I can tell you that my bridge was a magnificent work. It was not a bridge, but a picture, a perfect delight. And who would not have been excited to have the whole town come to the opening? Oh, I thought to myself, now the eyes of all the public will be on me. Where shall I hide myself? Well, I need not have worried myself, sir, alas. Except for the official personages, no one took the slightest notice of me. They stood in a crowd on the river bank, gazed like sheep at the bridge, and did not concern themselves to know who had built it. It was from that time, by the way, that I began to hate our esteemed public. Oh, damnation take them. Well, to continue. All at once, the public became agitated. A whisper ran through the crowd, and a smile came on their faces. Their shoulders began to move. They must have seen me, I thought. A likely idea. I looked. There was my singer, with a train of young scamps making her way through the crowd. All eyes were hurriedly following this procession. A whisper began in a thousand voices. Oh, that's so-and-so. Oh, charming, bewitching. Ah. Then it was they noticed